I had a report here from Lodge, a weekly report. I want it right quick. I can't find it.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, Ambassador Goldberg on 9-1.
You see this Frederick story on NBC?
Frederick story on NBC?
Pauline Frederick. Well, on Brinkley, Huntley Brinkley. She says that she was told by the Russian press attaché at the United Nations all week. He's been very friendly and sucking up to her. And she was told that if we would stop bombing, that they could sit down and talk. And they asked me what about it. And I said, I didn't say anything for the record, but I just told them, well, if we're going to stop bombing, what are they going to stop? Are they going to stop going down the Ho Chi Minh Trail? Are they going to stop dropping their hand grenades in Da Nang and killing our Marines? Are they going to stop mortar fire on our air bases? We sure, if they stop, we stop. The moment they do. Yeah. But Russia told me before that if we'd stop bombing, why 37 days, why they said 12 days, they thought they could do something. And I stopped 37, but they used NBC pretty well tonight, and a pretty effective propaganda, and our State Department had no comment. I told him to tell George Ball, and I think I'll tell you, that I think you ought to tell Pauline Frederick. Now, this is very wonderful. That's good. But let's dissect this thing. Let's look at it. You got Jack Dempsey and Jess Willard in the fight, and you asked Jack Dempsey not to hit anymore. Now, is Willard not going to hit, or are you going to let him stand up there and punch hell out of him?
As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. A little press attaché doesn't talk with any responsibility.
Well, I know it, but they cover 35 million people. Yeah.
But I mean, to pick up a story from the press attaché.
That's right.
You have said, and we have said repeatedly, that the bombing is not an affirmative act. It is in retaliation for other aggression. And you have made a statement that you are ready to stop everything if they are ready to negotiate a mutual ceasefire.
That's right. If they'll stop, we stop. But we're not going to stop and let them keep coming down that trail.
We'd want a mutual ceasefire.
Now, the truth of business is, Arthur, they're hurting a little bit, as you know, from the pass and the B-52s and the power plant that we hit the other night. And they're a little trouble, and they're squealing awfully loud, and they're going to be squealing louder. But I don't think we ought to let the impression get out over the country that they have made a legitimate offer if we'll stop. So I wish you would see what she says and get to her right quick and say now please point out that they have no proposal at all. They just support. Yes, but it's a full on Brinkley. Okay, Pat.
Can I take a moment?
Yeah,
with you?
Yeah.
You'll get a wire from me. You got a proposal from Lodge. Start bombing Cambodia. And I think that would be a great mistake.
Well, we're not going to stop.
No,
we're not going to stop.
I knew you would.
I'm trying to get somebody into Cambodia to talk to them right now.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. I'll tell you what I like, though. I wish you'd draft me a one-page memo on your plan for Africa, what you think we ought to be doing.
I have it under preparation right
now. And if you could ever get any ideas out of any of your Arabs.
Yeah.
I would like to have some new initiatives for Arabs and for Jews. I'd like to find something that we could do for them that would show them we don't hate them, so we'd be permitted to do more for Israel. And I think if we just sit back, all we do is wait till we get punched by Jordan, and then we...
My feeling, we ought to take the initiative a little.
Bill Degler was in bragging on you last night that he wants to go to China. I told him, go on, we're not afraid for anybody to go anywhere. He said he's not going to represent anybody. I said, well, I invited all their scientists to come over here. And, I'm not objecting to it.
Sure.
But I wish you'd draft me a one-page memo, and don't send it to anybody else. Just let me get it so I won't... be making you run somebody else's business, and then I'll tell Joe Palmer to get me up a program.
Right. I'll send it right to you.
Right.
Okay.
Are you waiting?